This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the last day in camp, Orc Dreams and Hostages. We'd come to our last day in our Airstream fishing camp on Rock Creek. Our licenses had run out after catching our last couple of fish the day before. Over the years, we had a checklist of a dozen things we had to do, some like disconnecting the solar system from the batteries, turning off the propane tanks, and the final floor mopping as we walk out the door, or, by necessity, last minute. But laying out our annual rodent protection, washing down the insides of the trailer, packing, breaking down the poles and the tackle, getting the truck ready, washing dishes, cleaning out the coolers, putting away the paper goods are all things for today. Chaco was just sitting outside before our last dinner in camp, looking at the sun start to go by the ridge. I yelled out, "Are you okay?" He nodded and replied, "Just enjoying the silence." It's a loud kind of silence where the least thing seems amplified. Three blue jays seemed as loud as a hawker's market yesterday morning, jumping from trees to trailer to trees, establishing their territory. Flies are buzzing. Hummingbirds are whirring behind us. Chipmunks this season have been numerous and almost in attack mode. They chirp from the rocks, sometimes more loudly than the birds. One drowned in a bucket of water near the camp table. One tried to jump through the front screen on the trailer, meaning that next year we'll have to try and figure out a way to start replacing some of the old screen on the trailer windows. Add that to the list. We had another good season in camp. We fished off and on for 10 days, caught our share. We hiked several trails. We cleared some brush and cut back some limbs for fire protection. We read, we talked, we ran errands, we drank coffee. We celebrated friends' birthdays and weddings. We called home every couple of days. We kept busy. We kept calm. My mind says I'm almost back on the grid, even if the calendar says I have another day or two. In my final dream before waking in the pre-dawn, I was helping negotiate some kind of community benefit agreement. What in the world? I'm going back and forth on the Kindle now between Benedict Anderson's imagined communities about nationalism and nation building and Naomi Oreskes and Eric Conway's Merchants of Doubt, a book detailing the tobacco strategy of silence, science denial, including acid rain and climate change. For a break, I picked up the New Yorker, delivered before we left, which I thought would be a good diversion for an hour or so while my son slept. There was a long article about an iPhone meditation fad of sorts and its values for some. I figured this and similar experiences must be our version of mindfulness and deep breathing. I made a mistake, maybe not, and read a long article by Lawrence Wright, a reporter I read closely whenever he appears in a magazine, and value deeply. The story was called Five Hostages and introduced the reader one by one to these young people taken by combatants in Syria, their families, and the rich publisher of the Atlantic magazine and surprising efforts he organized privately to try and help the families save their children. This was ISIS country at the margins of our cultural and intellectual understanding. I'm reasonably well informed when I'm on the grid. I'm a world traveler with a million miles on United to prove it, and the ability to hold up my end of most conversations about distant lands and people's struggles both at home and abroad. My passport says USA, and though mistaken, perhaps correctly, once or twice as being German, most everyone can see I'm American from a mile away, and I don't ever pretend differently. What would be the use? But this was an American story of American young men and women who were also other Americans' children who were either trying to do good for whatever that is worth or doing a job, even if frisky. I knew this was not going to end well, but Wright somehow held me captive in the story, rooting against reality that somehow they would make it home. When I found myself trying to fight back tears welling to get to the mostly unhappy ending, four lost and one returned, I got Wright's point that policy had to change. But he had me from hello. But mainly, I knew it was time to get back home and back to work. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.